Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I think it's just you and I find this fascinating because it's treasure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's dead or not. I thought he died a couple of years ago, but I don't know for sure. I looked up Forrest Fenn. Yeah. This is this guy that took supposedly, and I forgot what the value of this treasure is, but he went and hid it in the mountains, somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, somewhere between, was it Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Canada, I think it is.
Yeah, and he gave all kinds of clues, didn't he?
Yeah. He gave clues, and he's he literally said at some point, again, we thought he died, but
he
said...
Look up Forrest Fenn and see if he's dead.
Yeah,
Spadil. I think he is dead.
I'm looking.
I thought he died, too.
I would almost bet $5 he's dead.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. If I had to bet, I would go with dead.
All right, well, then how can we bet if we're not... I mean, if we both go dead.
Well, I'm sure we can find the sucker somewhere.
All right, does anyone...
Anybody here want to take
I'm not
bet?
Taking that
you
bet,
say
no.
He's alive?
All right, yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
All right, so anyway, this guy, he buried this treasure, and people have been out looking for it, and supposedly it's worth, I think, millions of dollars.
Right.
And so he hid it in his... thinking was that he wanted people to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. So he hid the treasure and gave a few hints that you can go find it and somebody will get extremely wealthy. Well, I don't think what he realized was people are going to die.
Yeah, several people have died.
We're up to five now.
And sadly, somebody else died this week here in Colorado looking for it.
Yeah, he was out near the Colorado-Utah border, I think it
correct,
is.
Correct, yeah.
Dinosaur Park or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, Dinosaur National Monument.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's the headline, Colorado man, and he's from Colorado.
Oh,
a Colorado man dies during a hunt for Forrest Fenn's treasure in Dinosaur National Monument. Oh, man, that's so sad.
I wonder if the treasure's really out there.
Two Colorado men went into the wilderness in search of treasure, and only one of them came back alive. This is so horrible.
Yeah, they found them. They'd been missing for several days. I'd read the story a couple of days ago, but they found, I guess, one yesterday that was alive,
yep.
The other being dead. But this is the fifth person this guy has killed with this pretty much a scavenger hunt, kind of.
It's worth $2 million. The bounty that he hid is supposedly worth $2 million. And he was an eccentric New Mexico antique dealer. And he said he hid it somewhere in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
He's what? Still yep. alive.
Wow, I should have took
owe me
that bet.
I don't owe you $5.
You owe me $5.
No, you did that. He's 86 years old. I saw that, but I swear, I felt like the guy died years ago.
I did too. I put $5 on it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I think Jamie and I were talking about it, and it was like, I distinctly remember saying something to the effect of, it will never be found then if the guy passes away.
I know.
But I guess not.
He said the reason why he did it, he is 89 years old and apparently alive. He said the reason why he did it, he wanted to push more people to go outside and enjoy the wilderness. His plan was never for this to turn out tragic.
No.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if some way they could charge him for these murders. Well, not murders, but these deaths.
Murders.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you go in and intentionally cause people to get out there and put themselves in harm's way, guys, five people have died.
Yeah, but it's just a threat. I mean, he's not forcing people to do it, you know? He's not saying
he's not saying you have to do it.
But he is responsible.
He's not liable.
I think you are if you hid the treasure.
Maybe you should call the strong arm.
Yeah, maybe I should. Well, I don't have a lawsuit. I'm too lazy to go look for it. I'm not going to look for it.
It says, but over the years, some have died during their quest, including at least four Colorado men.
Yeah.
Four people from Colorado have died from
this? I didn't know Colorado, but I knew that this was the fifth person to die.
It makes sense, though, because it's right in our backyards. Yeah. So a lot of people
we don't
are
know.
Like, oh, well, we can just...
Well, we don't know. It's from Santa Fe, New Mexico, all the way to the Canadian border. It could be somewhere up in Idaho.
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 No, Idaho.
You are
right. It says he did make a statement yesterday to the Denver Post. He says what happened was absolutely tragic. My heart and prayers go out to the family and friends. So one man was 53 years old, and the other guy who did survive is 65, and he's from Thornton.
Yeah.
So they rented some snowmobiles, and they arrived at Dinosaur National Monument. They went into the wilderness. They had a copy of Fenn's book in their vehicle, and that book, I guess...
has maps.
Mm-hmm. And so they bought a few candy bars and a couple bottles of water as they traveled into the terrain. And then at some point, there wasn't enough snow on the ground to ride on the snowmobiles, so they started walking. I guess they got lost.
I also read that he gave a, it's almost a hint slash warning, and I don't know if it was recently or a couple of years ago, that when he went in and hid the treasure, this $2 million in treasure before he started this whole hunt thing, that he said it was very easy to do. Very easy terrain, easy to get into, easy to do. But since then... It's grown up and changed so much that today he could not get back in there if he wanted to.
Is that what he said?
He's according to him. Hmm. And that's one of his hints, kind of, warning too, I guess. But I don't know if he can't get back in there because he's 86 years old. Maybe that's it.
It said the two guys were not dressed for this, for the winter. And on Wednesday, the person who rented the snowmobiles to the men called the sheriff's office to report that they hadn't returned the snowmobiles. And then on Thursday, the wife of one of the men also reported him missing. And so they started on Thursday, and I guess they just found him, yesterday?
I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday.
That's so horrible. I mean, you know, I get two dudes like going out like this will be fun.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of an adventure.
Yeah, just for fun to get outside. It's, you know, quarantine. And
not even necessarily all that serious about it.
It doesn't sound like it.
No,
yeah.
Just a couple of buddies said, hey, you know, why don't we go give it a shot? I've got the book. I got a couple of ideas. Why don't we just roll it here? We grab a couple of candy bars and then it turns tragic.
So bad, right? Yeah. So the other guy has been released from the hospital. I guess that's the only good news in the story.
That treasure continues to be out there, and you got to figure other people are going to go looking for it. And
$2 million, absolutely.
And we can have the same tragedy again.
Four from Colorado.
Wow.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.